Unit 6. Everyday Heroes. Page 120. Vocabulary. Exercise 1.
What does it take to be a hero? We can all think of heroes in our lives, but did you ever think about what it really takes to be a hero? What does someone have to do to become a hero? Well, in my opinion, there are 4 characteristics of a hero. First of all, heroes help others in need. For example, a hero may help someone in a dangerous situation. Or a hero may provide a service to people who live in their community who need help. In addition, heroes make the choice to help out because they want to, not because it is required or because someone told them to do it. Third, heroes help others even when there are risks. This means that heroes will help even in situations where there is a chance that they will get hurt or something bad will happen to them as a result of their actions. Finally, heroes help others even when there is no reward for their actions. They don't do good things because they want to get something for themselves in return. They just help because they believe it is the right thing to do. For example, take the story of Lori Eldridge. One day, Mies Eldridge was outside in her garden when she looked up and saw a car stuck on some nearby train tracks. Inside the car was an 81-year-old woman who didn't notice there was a train coming toward her. Mies Eldridge reacted quickly. She ran to the car and pulled the woman out of it just before the train arrived. The car was destroyed, but it turned out that the woman, Angeline Pascucci, was okay. Lori Eldridge didn't think her actions were brave. She said she just did what any ordinary person would do. However, the people in her community disagreed. They praised her actions and gave her an award to thank her for her courage. To me, Lori Eldridge is a hero because she risked her own life to help someone else in need. In the end, she didn't expect anything for herself. Just knowing she helped another person was reward enough for her.